This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is something else Niner-related I want to get to. And John leads us there by saying he thinks the Niners are in great shape to win the division this year. I happen to agree with him. We've had others come on the air. Bucky Brooks comes to mind. Almost said anything other than the answer Rams is laughable. I do want to update everybody with what does feel a little bit like some news of the day. Matthew Stafford did practice today. Matthew Stafford practiced today.
Okay.
But there is a very big but on this whole thing. And after the practice, Sean McVay even said, look, this is a very fluid situation. And last week, he ramped up to practice, and he felt good, but not good enough. And now he did practice, but this is going to be a day-to-day thing, us checking on him. And the Rams over the weekend made an announcement that I found to be newsworthy and very important. And it's this. They announced that Jimmy Garoppolo would sit out the remainder of the preseason. And we know the way McVay does things. And Jimmy sitting out the remainder of the preseason says to me, that they're getting Jimmy ready, at least ready, for week one to potentially be the starter. There's two things that I think are important here. Number one, this fact alone, to me, makes the Niners the favorite in the West, period.
The fact that Stafford could be compromised at the very least.
100%. 100%. I see this as making the 49ers the favorite in the NFC West, which I think by Vegas they are, by the way. So Bucky Brooks can up Rams all he wants. I think the 49ers are the favorite in the West just by virtue of the questions around Stafford. And then the other thing that this is, I would love everybody to take a moment. If you haven't, go to Netflix, pull up the receiver doc that came out a couple of seasons ago, and watch all the parts about Devontae Adams on the sideline saying he's got to get the bleep away from Jimmy Garoppolo because that dude's going to get him killed. He's never been hit this way in his entire life, and he just needed to get out. And guess what? Where did he sign this offseason?
Oh, boy. Yep.
He is literally 2.5 weeks away from being back with his boy. So
back to Jimmy.
Back to you. In fact, he had to address it last week. And I don't have the sound in front of me, but Devontae was like, yeah, we laughed about it. We buried the hatchet. We moved on. I'm like, I bet you did. So this whole thing becomes, I don't know. To me, it's a big shoulder shrug. And anybody who has the Rams as the favorite, you better put an asterisk next to it, because I don't know where Matthew Stafford's back health is.
Yeah, nor does he, nor does anyone. And if you're already at a spot with your back that you are going into freezy chambers and you're getting special treatments and you're barely able to even practice, and I know he was doing individual work over the weekend, and they're really going to try to go baby steps with him, and that's not even leading up to a game where you're going to get hit And if you got a back that is this bulky already, shout out Trent, then you go in and you play tackle football. I don't know how he's going to be able to make it through a 17-game season with that.
You want the quote from McVay today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, quote, "I thought he did a good job today. We had 26 plays. I don't do a McVay. I can try. It's kind of a little bit higher and faster.
Yep.
I thought he did a good job today. We had 26 plays
pretty good
at the team, and he did a really nice job of managing the huddle. I thought he saw the field really well, and he went where the ball should go, and it's just some competitive work on both sides." Here's the quote that matters. "We're going to keep it a day and really a week at a time. It is a very fluid situation that demands flexibility as well."
Yeah, and
that's the quote.
By flexibility, he means shutting down Jimmy Garoppolo so he makes sure that nothing happens to his backup, just in case as you go day to day, you know, week to week, minute by minute, if things don't turn in the positive for Matthew Stafford and you need Jimmy, you can't have him out there getting hurt in a preseason game.
Sean, is the injury related to pain management or the function of playing quarterback? Quote, "I think probably a little bit of both."
Right.
"It was great to be able to see him out there today, and we will see how this afternoon goes and tomorrow." I mean, look, at least they're putting it out there for consumption now. Matt Stafford is in his late 30s. And has back problems. You tell me, Bucky Brooks, that the Rams are the favorite in the West. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Well, if he's healthy, I would side with him on that. That's
that's a huge if.
Especially talking about a back. And, you know, he's got a back that is already needing treatment. And this is coming off of an off season. So, yeah, I don't like the chances of him being able to go out there and play and stay healthy. 17 games is a long time. And, you know, if you do have to go to Jimmy Garoppolo, that's not a huge step down. I think Jimmy can function in that offense and be fine, but Matthew Stafford is certainly far better.
By the way, I will throw this out there. I'm not, Matthew Stafford's wonderful. I get that the Rams are, they left us with a good taste in mouths last year when they went to the playoffs and performed well. But the Los Angeles Rams last year were not some sort of sparkly, awesome team that you have a hard time. They were 1-4 at one point, okay? They rallied back. They did a nice job. They grinded out to go 10-7, and then they kind of got hot in the playoffs. Even if Stafford is healthy, I do not see them as the favorites in the NFC West. I do not.
They're right alongside the Niners in the betting markets. The betting markets have the Niners as narrow favorites over the Rams, but I do think that if you start to look at certain aspects of each team, the Rams have a much better defense than the 49ers do.
The Niners have a much better schedule than the Rams do.
Right.
One of them's playing a first-place schedule, one of them's playing fourth.
They do play each other in week four down there on a Thursday night, and so a lot of times schedule that you don't match up with matters less than what happens when you play each other. And so, you know, the Niners had the Rams number, and then last year, unfortunately, they were unable to get those victories.
Yeah, three games on the Rams schedule again. There's all the normal stuff. They all play the AFC South. They all play each other. There's all of those things. But then there's three games that are kind of sort of wild card-ish based on what you did the year before. And the Rams will go to Philadelphia, they will go to Baltimore, and they will host Detroit because Jared Goff always gets his revenge. So they've got those three games. The Niners don't. You cannot convince me that even with a healthy Stafford, that the Rams are that much better than the 49ers, that those three games don't matter when it comes to forecasting how this thing is going to go. I don't see it that way. The Niners will be playing the Browns while the Rams will be in Baltimore. The Niners will be playing the Giants while the Rams are in Philadelphia. Like that, the Niners will be hosting the Bears while the Rams will be hosting Jared Goff. That's a humongous advantage.
It's a big advantage, no doubt. And, you know, those three games for the Niners are, you mentioned the Giants and Cleveland, and, you know, those are teams, Chicago, those are teams that Chicago's going to be better, but you still should
be
able to handle it. And they do go to Tennessee and then to Philly the next week. So that's a lot of travel if you go back and forth. You open with Houston. The Rams have Houston at home.
Great defense, yeah, by the way.
I mean, that's
an interesting football game.
No pushover.
Nope.
And then at Tennessee, at Philly is the way it starts for the Rams. And you mentioned it before, last year, 1-4 start. Not a great start, and they still were able to win 9 of their final 12 and make the playoffs. So maybe it's a case where Stafford needs a month to get the back right, and you start out slow again.
No, it's a good team, but I don't see it as a great team. And this would scare the living hell out of me that, what is he? Is he 37? Is that what Matt is now?
That sounds right.
37 years old. And on August 18th, he has his first practice, and his coach is like, we'll talk to him at 5 o'clock tonight and see if he's okay.
Right.
Put him through a workout just last week, had him throw 60 passes, and then would not let him practice all week based on how he felt.
Yeah, it's
not
good.
That's scary.
Very scary. And just one more scheduling note for the Rams, at Baltimore and then at London to take on Jacksonville.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah, that game's a 6:30 a.m. I'm not sure if it's Wembley or if it's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, but they've got 4 road games in their first 7, 2 trips to the East, 1 to Tennessee, and 1 to London. They do get the bye after that,
yep.
But that's a tough road slate early.
The back never feels good, dude, after a plane flight to London.
10-hour flight.
No matter if it's good or not.
No doubt.
So, anyway, very, 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 very interesting. All right, we're sponsored by Ceramani Ford. If you missed today's keyword, we'll drop it in a time or two the rest of the way. And again, later on this hour, in fact, within the next 20 minutes. So stay right where you are. The keyword allows you to text in and qualify to potentially win your fantasy draft party with food and fun at a private room and Willie and Dibby at Splash next Tuesday night. So, A, make sure you stay tuned for that. And then also stay tuned for, Ramona Shelburne and others are talking about your friend and mine, Jonathan Kuminga. And in fact, Ramona frankly stated directly, I've got the solution. I got the solution for this whole thing. Would you like to hear what she had to say coming up
next?
Love to. Let's do that. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Hold up. I want to do this Ramona stuff. Let's talk a little Jonathan.
All right.
There's some Giants quotes that just popped that we're going to need to talk about.
All right.
And I will just say this very briefly before we hop on over, but like, I just want to be real always, as real and as authentic as we possibly can.
Always authentic.
I hate even saying this about me because it's not who I am as a fan, but my God, I had a really hard time even paying attention to the games over the weekend. I forgot they were happening. I'm not even kidding.
That's not good, Mark.
Friday night, I went to bed, and I was about to go to bed, and I go, wait. Oh, what'd the Giants do?
Yeah.
They lost 7-6.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, after going to a bat mitzvah, what's up, Flora Engelman? They put on an amazing party. Oh, my God, we had so much fun. But then lovely Christy and I leave the party because her dad was coming into town, so we shoot out to Oakland to pick him up at the airport. And on the way back, some of you might know this, on the way back from Oakland, we're heading to the North Bay. There's a billboard out there that literally has like the live update of what's going on in the Giants game. And it said, Rays 2, Giants 1, bottom 9. And I'm like, oh man, they're down by 1 in the bottom of the ninth. And then I looked at the clock and I'm like, dude, it's almost 11 o'clock at night. There's no way that game's still going. And then we realized that whoever operates that billboard just kind of left it on. It's 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. And then when it didn't go well, they went home. So Giants lost. That's how I found out that they lost 2-1.
The billboard operator is also having a hard time paying attention to the team. That's my takeaway.
Exactly. Sunday, I was a little bit tapped in. We're out on the golf course. Okay, Logie's firing. Good job, Logan. Giants win. That's how I reacted to the Giants weekend. And that's not how I do Giants baseball.
No.
But I was out, dog.
Yeah, no doubt.
Out.
Yeah, Friday I got home and, you know, you listen to a little bit of it in the car and you get home and you start watching. Although Friday I actually made it home for first pitch because it's that 7:05. Yep, and so able to get there is my birthday and my daughter was asleep. So the birthday party was kind of just my wife and I staring at each other. Wake a sleeping baby.
Oh, okay.
So you put the game on, and it's like, okay, they're down 1-0, whatever, and you do what you do, and maybe I blew out the candle and start cleaning up a little bit of the kitchen, you turn back around, it's 7-0. It's like, what?
What?
What just happened?
Yeah, Drew Gilbert, he hit his first major league big fly.
Yeah, so I'm kind of with you on it's a little bit tough to yak in. Even tonight, they're taking on the Padres, 1-4. This should be a really, really big deal.
This should be a big deal.
And it's getting the first mention at 4:21.
It's not a big deal. It's not.
Right.
And I'm not, not giving up Giants fandom. I'm just having a hard time being excited about these games. You know, like when you live life like many of us do, where you're being pulled in a lot of directions, you have family, you have responsibilities, you have work, whatever, like, you start to realize, like, oh, I tuck these games into things. Like, I choose these games over other things. And now I'm choosing other things over these games. That's the way I would say.
The U.S. Amateur over the weekend. Like, I spent a lot of time watching your guy, Niall from Mill Valley.
Niall Donegan. Dude.
Great effort, great run.
Saw him out there at Mill Valley Golf Course yesterday.
Pretty fun.
And it was nice to see him just with a t-shirt and shorts and relaxed. Because that's a lot of energy. But for those of you who followed it, yeah, man, he made it to the Final Four, and he got beat on the last hole in the semifinals, which is a little bit of a heartbreak. It's a lot of heartbreak.
Big time.
Like that, if you even just make it to the final, you're automatically into the Masters and the U.S. Open. And so he came one putt short of qualifying for Augusta.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. But he's only 20.
Right.
20 years old, dude.
And to
he's
your
got a
point,
huge future
like,
ahead of him.
So I'm interested in that. And I was watching a little bit of the Little League World Series because I'm into that as well. And I tried to put the Giants game on, but it was a night game. I was like, what are we doing? Saturday night game. Yeah.
Well, you know, Saturday
Go
night,
ahead.
Brother.
Night it up.
Saturday night. All right, so here's our friend Momo. This is on NBA Today on ESPN, and apparently Ramona has the solution to Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors and their standoff.
I think he's going to be on the Warriors, and the only question is how much are they paying him? I think there's an easy solution here, which is that the Warriors give him an extra year. It'll be like a 2+1 where he has a little more control over his career. It's a little more guaranteed money. And I do think the Warriors see him as somebody who's, if he wants to call it a building block, I don't know if I would call it that, but somebody they want around for a long time because they have 35-year-olds on their team. And I know the owner, Joe Lacob, has told him this. He loves Jonathan Kuminga. He's the reason that they have never included him in trades because they see the potential in him. But the question is not whether he's going to be back, but what kind of attitude is he going to have? If it is he's been spurned and he's got a bad attitude,
good point.
He's going to sit on the bench, that's not going to help them. But they didn't really use him that much once they traded for Jimmy Butler. It was sort of Jimmy or Kuminga, and they went 23-7 when they traded for Jimmy towards the end of the year.
Okay, how do you feel about that idea, which is we're not going to lop on more per year, but we'll guarantee at least basically the second year. Because right now the reported offer is a 1+1. Ramona says make it a 2+1, and you probably get Jonathan to say yes. So in other words, this turns into a 3-year, call it, what, $67, $68 million deal with the third year not being guaranteed. How do you feel about that?
Well, who gets the option in the third year? Would it be the team option
probably,
in the third year?
Yeah, because
he's not going to want to do this.
Well, I don't think she's saying that for nothing. She talks to agents.
I get it, but I don't know why, if he wants to have his control sooner rather than later, I don't know why he would add on an extra year just to get guaranteed money to be a Golden State Warrior.
It's a lot of money.
I understand that.
I mean, you're now turning that $8 million qualifying offer guarantee into 45. That's a lot of, that's $37 million.
It is, and it's 2 years of being somewhere where you feel like they're holding you down and you're not able to play the way you want to play. I'm not disputing the money aspect of it, and I don't honestly know what Kuminga's motivation is. You saw some reports earlier that he fancies himself as, you know, Cade Cunningham level and Scotty Barnes level, and that's what he wanted when he was eligible for the rookie max, and he didn't get that. And so now here we are looking at a qualifying offer for 7.9. So I do think as we get closer to the deadline, which would be October, essentially, you get to that deadline and his tune may change. And like you're saying, if he gets 2 years guaranteed and a third year, which is an option, so you get $45 million guaranteed, but you got to be a Warrior and you give up your ability to control your future,
maybe
you get to that point and you realize, I mean, 45 is, that's a nice chunk of change.
A lot of money.
You know, I have thought all along that they're going to make it work, and I still think that they can make it work.
Well, here's my question, and this is why what she says is not a solution. It's maybe the next step, but it's not a solution because they even ended the conversation by questioning what Jonathan's attitude would be when he gets here. So when you say, and I'll agree with you to a point, when you say, oh, they'll work it out, the contract is not working it out. That's not working it out. That's step one. My concern all along has had nothing to do with money. I honestly have arrived at a point where if you're just talking about the player or the money aspect, I don't even care. Why would I care? If Jonathan can be on the team, be on the team. If he's on another team, be on another team. But wherever you are you ready to be happy to be there? Number one. And number two, are you ready to do what that team asks you to do? That's my only question here. Maybe he will get to cook with the Warriors. Maybe Jimmy will get hurt and miss 60 games. And everything will just be perfect because Jonathan will get his 23 a night. But this is forever, and I know what I'm branded as. I know I'm the biggest Jonathan hater this side of the Mississippi. I know. It has actually, on the real, nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is I don't have any faith that this discord can be fixed. I don't have any faith that Jonathan is going to want to do what the Warriors want him to do, or that the Warriors will see Jonathan as being the person that they need in that role. If both of those sides could affect, like, that's the contract I want to see. I want a 3-year, I'll do what you say as long and you play me contract. That's what I want. That I would sign up for right now.
Right. And I don't know if that is completely out of the question, but
seems like it right
now. Well, and it depends on what he really wants to do first and foremost with the most passion. If it is to go out there and play 30, 32 minutes a night and shoot whenever he wants to shoot and attack the basket and go out there and cook, well, like you always say, that job is not available here. So the Warriors want him to cook at times when it's your turn to cook, sure, but rebound, defend, hustle, make the smart play, do all of the little things that lead to winning basketball. And if Kuminga doesn't want to do that, or he's not able to, and the Warriors aren't able to or don't want to allow him to go out there and do what he wants to do, then it doesn't matter to me if you're going to add on an extra year. That just tells me that, you know, if he takes that deal that Ramona's laying out, 2 plus a team option, well, then maybe the money's more important than him being able to cook, because he's not going to be able to cook like he wants here.
The money is always more important, number one. But number two, you got to remember there's no other option. There's no other option.
Well, the option is to take the qualifying offer and then you're out of here in a year.
Not a good
That's
option.
An option. Yeah,
but it's not
but
a
it's
good
an
one.
Option.
Yeah, but it's so nuclear that, A, you're leaving now in this scenario. You're leaving almost $40 million on the table. That's number one. And number two, you're also then, I think, showing up with middle fingers up in the air. And then how much are you going to play? And then what position are you putting yourself in for a free agent contract next year? And what do the Warriors do this year while everybody is all in disagreement about it? That's my issue. My issue is I just would like everyone to be on the same page. And I know there's no way to contractually guarantee stuff like that. But that's my conversation for Jonathan. Jonathan, you want another year? Cool. Do you promise not to call Shams if we have a night that you don't like? If it's only 18 minutes, are we on Twitter after the game? That's the kind of stuff that I'm like, there's no room for this. There's no room for this. You're not the coach. And you can disagree and you have half of this city on your side. That's fine. But at the end of the day, you're not the coach. You're also not the star. You're not. You have not achieved these things in this league. That's not the position you're in. Y'all have a very healthy retort with regard to the idea that the Warriors have held him down incorrectly. That's fine. But the bottom line for me is the bottom line. You're not the coach. You're not the star. So you're not in charge. That's it. And either you play under those guidelines or then no deal.
Well, he has played under those guidelines. I don't think that you're accurately portraying what he's been for 4 years. Whether or not he and his camp reached out to Shams one time a tweet came out. This is not somebody who is...
That's not true.
That's the only tweet you have.
All summer long, they've been flying reporters to Cleveland.
Negotiation. This is a back and forth. This is garden variety negotiating. This is not the regular season. Kuminga never took himself out of a game.
No, he
didn't go into pout mode. He didn't spend a whole season like Jordan Poole trying to go to the hoop every time he got the ball because he wanted to play his way in. He wanted to play the way that he wanted to play.
I think the Warriors would disagree with that last sentence. The first two, you're absolutely right. Jonathan has been an awesome soldier. He has not made waves. All of those things true. Has he conducted himself in an X's and O's way the way that they've asked him to? I'd argue no. I don't believe
the
Warriors...
Well, they would probably say that he's not doing everything that they ask him to do, but that is... I mean, it's been 4 years, and I don't think that he, other than a couple of instances we can remember where he kind of didn't go after rebounds because maybe he didn't feel like pursuing the basketball, but he's out there playing when he's allowed to play. He plays hard. He may not play the way they want him to play, but I don't think it's fair to portray him as a malcontent or somebody who doesn't give the effort.
I'm not calling it out effort. I'm not calling him a malcontent. I'm saying you're not the coach. You're not in charge.
Of course, nobody's the coach.
We are asking you to do these things on the court when you're playing, and they believe, and this is not me making this up, they believe that that has not usually been handled correctly.
It doesn't happen that as often as they would like, that, which is that, why they give him DNPs exactly in the most important games.
They're not doing it to be mean.
Of course. So if you're Kuminga, I come back to this then. If he has a difference of opinion over the way he's handled, and I believe that he does,
yes,
then why would you sign up for two and a third-year option?
That's a fair question.
Because you, yes, the money, but if you're Kuminga, you're thinking, after I play 1 year here, I'm good enough and young enough, someone's going to pay me, and then I'll be able to show you exactly who I am. So I don't think that he's leaving any money on the table necessarily, unless he plays on the qualifying offer and he doesn't get any real offer out there. It's risky.
Or snaps his leg. I mean, like, I do think players think that
way.
That
got dark.
Well, I mean, look, like, that's how you have to think, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, I do think, like, to your point, if all that's guaranteed in this current offer is $22 million, then it does make it easier to take eight. But if you guarantee 45, that gets pretty brazen to still take eight. And I don't think he would do that.
That depends on how badly you want to play somewhere else. And if you're looking at 2 years and a team option, you're looking at 3 years. So for sure, it's 2 years and $45 million. Two seasons of, do I get to play today, Steve? Do I get to play? Do I get to shoot today, Steve? Am I going to be allowed to maybe get the ha-ha? Or do I have to wait for Jimmy to stub his toe
before I
get to play?
Are you going to rebound?
Oh, he rebounds, but not as much as they'd like.
Okay. Well, then that's why there's always
a
middle ground.
I totally understand.
There's a middle ground.
And the middle ground involves Kuminga having to do things maybe that he doesn't want to do as much as he wants to go out there and be the man.
Right.
And those are the reports we heard, that he wants to be able to go out there and ball and show everyone what a good player he can be. And he won't be able to do that here. So is it $45 million? Is that enough of a carrot to spend two more years and give up control of your future so that you can be a guy who doesn't play in the highest leverage games?
I totally get your concept, but what's absent here is another option. Like, he doesn't have an option. And I know you'll say the qualifying offer, but to me, that's way too expensive of an option. Nobody leaves $40 million on the table because you're annoyed. Like, I don't think. Like, we've never seen, I don't know that there's precedent for that. So I would be very surprised.
I think Nerlens Noel left that money or more on the table.
And it didn't go well.
No, it didn't.
And I also think, and you know that we know her well.
Very well.
Ramona is not saying this as like, oh, I woke up with an idea. Like, Ramona is speaking to Jonathan's agent. Ramona is speaking to Mike Dunleavy. Ramona is speaking to these people, and she believes that is what would get it done. And so she's probably right.
Yeah, I wonder about the Kuminga camp, because already in my assessment from the outside, they've screwed the pooch seven ways from Sunday. They asked for too much when he had a rookie extension that was possible. They should have settled it then. And since then, I think that his agency has made mistake after mistake in how they've handled it and what they could have gotten and all the rest of it. And now you're sitting here in mid-August, we're getting into late August, and he's got no resolution, and his client may be anchoring himself, tethering himself to the team that he clearly doesn't want to be on for three more years, when this all could have been handled a year ago.
Again,
a year ago, you could have reached a reasonable negotiation with the Warriors, and they would have traded him by now.
I think that what's actually happening here, again, this is just a hypothetical, but what's actually happening here, you're right, you do cede some control, but you can't have control right away. You could have it a year from now. That's a long time. A lot of things can happen. But what you're giving is the Warriors' ability to not only see if they can find a different way to play you, but as we all know, let's be real, this gives the Warriors the option to trade him and get the same value back. And therefore, they can trade him wherever they want to trade him. But Jonathan seems, at least according to these reports, he seems open to going almost anywhere. But the trade-off, at least you're, in other words, Dibs, if you're going to give control to the Warriors, at least you're making them pay for it. They have to buy that control. And that control to Jonathan, he's already got eight for sure. And they're like, we'd like to buy control for, we'll give you 14 more. And he's like, no. And they're like, how about 37 more? Okay, that's more like it. I think is how, that's just me guessing.
Yep.
And that's Ramona reporting. I think that's a pretty compelling number to buy the control.
Yes, but then if you're Kuminga, you probably would go back and say, I'll do that, but let's make it a player option for year three. And the Warriors will say no.
Correct.
Because I think Kuminga, if I'm Kuminga and I'm really unhappy playing for the Warriors, and I don't know that he is, but just hypothetically, let's say he really doesn't want to be a Warrior, you're looking at two more seasons of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and I'll get to play when they decide I'll get to play. And I know if he rebounds and does all these other things, maybe he gets more minutes. But ultimately, the biggest rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control is that he doesn't fit offensively. So if it's Jimmy and Draymond and Steph out there, Jonathan doesn't fit with that trio. So you can rebound and assist your butt off. You can defend as hard as you can. He's not going to be an offensive fit with that trio.
I want to further the comment that you made also, and this is, I think, in reference to Ron Krojcik's article in the Chronicle, which suggests that based on his reporting, Jonathan is ready to compare himself, sees himself as a Cade Cunningham or a Scotty Barnes. I don't know if those words directly came out of Jonathan's mouth. I don't know where that came from, though I trust Ron with just about anything reporting-wise.
I think that was from an NBA executive who said that that's what he's hearing that they're thinking.
If Jonathan thinks he's Cade Cunningham, oh boy. Jonathan is not Cade Cunningham.
No, I agree. And
like,
you can,
holy hell.
Well, and again, we've been through this so many times, his fellow draft class mates and what they got, and a bunch of them who are better and who've had a chance to be better, they got the max. And even Jalen Green, he got 3 years and $105 million or so, and he's since been traded. So that's where I look at his agent and say, y'all missed the boat, because there was probably a contract out there after year three that was still going to be bigger than what they're having to face right now.
Maybe. I mean, from what I've heard, those conversations with the last offseason – Never, and you could make the case that you're making easily, but they never got down the road to an official offer. Now, maybe that was just because numbers were thrown about and they were so far off that everyone went, let's table it, see you later.
Right.
I don't know.
I want Scotty Barnes and Cade money, and the Warriors are saying, how about $400 and $100
Right.
And they're, you know, $20 million a year apart, then it's like, yeah, we'll see you. Play another year and we'll get back to you.
I do think, though, that I will say, based on what I've heard, this idea that Jonathan, quote unquote, turned down X amount of dollars, I not quite accurate. I don't think there was ever actually an offer. I think people probably kicked tires and went, now let's kick rocks. That's probably the way that went.
Right. Scotty Barnes got 5 years and 224, which is, I mean, that's like 42 or 43 a year, so 45 a year, and Trey Murphy got 4 and 112. And
what'd you say? 5 and 224.
5 224.
Yeah, 40, almost 45.
Right, and so he sees those, and
come on, Doc.
I mean, and he's not that player.
But
he's not Şengün, who got 5 and 185, but Trey Murphy, 4 and 112. All these other contracts, I think he could have slotted himself in a little bit below those guys and still gotten
maybe,
you know, 4 years and 110.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the owner of the team really wants this to work. He wants it to work. One thing, though, real quick, and then we're going to go to the phone. So, Baker Bryan, you'll be first. Stay right there. There was one thought I had about this whole Lacob thing where people are like, Joe loves him.
He loves him.
I bet he does. But you know where my mind went? Do you remember when Bob Myers left and Joe had that press conference the next day and he almost had this vibe about him where he was like, I can't believe he left. Like, this is shocking to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he left. I think that's part of this. That's part of this. Joe just always assumes who the hell would ever not want to be here. I think Jonathan might be one of the people who not want to be here. You know? All right, let's get to the phones. Baker Bryan, stay right where you are. You'll lead us off. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We'll also get to Elliot Ramos's comments next hour that have some fans a little off-put.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Let me throw out the code word again. The code word is splash.
You can splash.
Yeah, splash. Splash. Wasn't that a movie 100 years ago?
Daryl Hannah, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Is that one over your head, Grandy and Lucas?
I do not know Splash, okay. And I also do not know Daryl Hannah.
She is a blonde-haired actress.
Oh.
Very attractive, somewhat of a sex symbol of her time.
Daryl Hannah, I thought that was a dude.
No,
same.
No.
Related to Jack Hannah? You guys remember Jack Hannah?
I do remember Jack Hannah.
He was the animal guy.
Love that guy.
Yeah. This is Daryl Hannah. She was a mermaid, and
she's probably 90.
She was
years
a mermaid,
old.
An actual mermaid.
Yeah,
and in the movie.
Cool.
That's why it's called Splash.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks and
Lucas.
Her had a little bit of a dry land romance. That madcap. She's got to be only 65.
Yeah, she's 64.
Yeah,
I thought this movie was a lot older than it was. It's 1984.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Long time ago.
Very 80s. Splash.
Splash. Like a hit twice a year.
For the Giants.
For the Giants.
Yep. The opponents might get wet.
That ball. Anyway.
The code word is splash.
Splash. The code word is splash. Fantasy Draft next Tuesday night at Splash outside of Chase Center. Amazing food. You get a private room. You can bring up to 14 friends. Have your draft. It's catered. We'll be there throwing crumpled napkins at you. Whatever. Like your fantasy draft at Splash. It's incredible. Free Wi-Fi. It's awesome. Text
free Splash. Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Text Splash to 20357. Text Splash to 20357. And then you're qualified. And we'll do a different word every day this week. And you can qualify once a day. It's a qualification sensation.
That's a buck.
Yeah.
Unlike the napkins, which are free at Splash.
And so
and
the food
Wi-Fi.
And the Wi-Fi.
That's right.
For you, not everybody else.
Exactly.
Everybody else there will pay. All right. We got this Elliot Ramos thing to get to in a second, but let's get to Baker Bryan in Palo Alto. Hey, Baker Bryan, what are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just got off of work, so feeling good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with regards to Jonathan Kuminga, honestly, it's frustrating. So frustrating. We're the only team in the league that hasn't made a move. It is all because we've been stuck waiting on one guy. Like, what's the plan here? Because this isn't a bridge to the next era like it's supposed to be. It's a traffic jam. We're treating Kuminga like the future, but the rest of the league is passing us by. And explain this to me. We passed on a legit shot at Malik Monk, a guy who fits our system, who could have given us a real bench scoring. For what? To hold out hope on the player who still hasn't proven himself in the playoffs? Let me ask you this. At what point does potential stop being a strategy? If we keep choosing hypothetical upside over proven pieces, are we not just wasting the final years of Steph's prime?
These are great questions. Yeah, Brian, let me say this, because I think these are really fair questions. They're good questions. Appreciate the call. This is my guess. I'm not a reporter. This is my guess, though. I wonder if instead of looking at it as the Warriors are paying for potential, what if you looked at it as the Warriors feel that they're paying for an asset? Because I really do think that that's how they're looking at this. I think the Warriors feel like this could go either way, and this is their way of being ready for it to go either way. In other words, you sign, whether it's a one-year, two-year deal, whatever, that's a short-term deal, but it's at the number that they think the league is where the league values Jonathan. And if all of a sudden the dude shows up and he's a maniacal rebounder and dives on the floor every night, well, guess what? You play basketball for the Warriors. But if they feel like it continues to not fit, now you can get out on the trade market and actually get a return the Warriors feel good about. I think that's how they view this. So the whole idea of a bridge to the next and him being the superstar 3 years from now, I mean, we could talk about that. I don't think that's what the Warriors are doing. And if they thought that, they wouldn't be offering him 1 or 2 years. They'd be offering him 5.
Right, and they would have gotten this done last offseason, and they would have given him maybe not the rookie max extension, but they would have paid him handsomely enough to where none of this would have ever happened, and they didn't. And Kuminga probably overvalued himself then, and he might still overvalue himself now. But if I'm the Warriors, and I know that he would rather be playing elsewhere, I would let him know that this is the best way to serve both of us the best possible way. You get your contract, and we have the ability to trade you. And you know, JK, if we get through the season and it's not working out really great for both of us, you know we're probably going to try to trade you.
Yeah.
They tried to trade him in the Kevin Durant deal back in February, and that didn't happen. So let's just not pretend that he is untouchable in any way. And the other piece, Mark, for me, is if they do sign him to that deal, 2 years plus an option, it's in the Warriors' best interest to build his value up as high as possible.
That's true.
Which means you're going to have to play him. Even through some of the
depends on how quickly you do it. Yeah, it depends on how quickly you do it. Because what you don't want to force it and then have him look bad. You don't want that. Sometimes, like the backup quarterback complex, you keep him on the sideline and everybody just can imagine great things if you put him in there, right? There's people already apparently willing to give him 25 a year for 3, 4, 5 years, all based on him not doing a whole lot last year. So I think the imagination is out there for Jonathan around the league, at least to a certain degree. Speaking of players fitting with coaches, try this one on for size. Scott Osler wrote this in the Chronicle, and this has our attention because a lot of you, and some of them I've found out are in this building. You've arrived at a spot. Things got so bad for the Giants over the last 3 or 4 weeks. You think Bob Melvin's gone? Do you think Bob Melvin's gone?
No, I don't.
I think Bob Melvin's going to be back next year, if I had to guess. I'm not saying for sure, but if I had to guess, that's what I would say. Check this out. The headline alone does it in Scott Osler's piece. Giants remain united behind Bob Melvin. Quote, outside people don't know anything. Listen to this. There's two quotes I want to read to you. One of them's from Logan Webb and one of them's from Elliot Ramos. This first one from Logan is for Guru. You know how Guru always wants Bob to flip the spread?
Yep.
Okay. Logan, quote, oh, Bob's yelled at us. It's not that he hasn't tried to get us going. Some of the games that we've played where nothing goes well, no pitch, don't play defense, no hit, we hear about it. It's not like we don't. It's not like he's saying that's okay. That's not what's happening in here. Bob expects us to play a certain brand of baseball, and we just haven't done it, plain and simple.
Wow.
Bob's yelled at us. Bob has yelled at us.
Sports, man.
I mean, any of you got kids?
Yeah, a bunch of them. I got three kids and a bunch of problems.
Do they just do whatever you say when you raise your voice?
She's starting to catch on. Yeah. The latest is I go up. It's good cop, bad cop. I go up and I'm trying to be nice and reason with her. And I let her know, you don't want mom to come
you
up here.
You don't want that. You want that smoke.
You won't yike that, Myla. You won't yike it if mommy has to come upstairs.
Wait a minute. Mom's bad cop?
In this setting, yes.
I've been seeing some pictures lately that look like mom's pretty good cop.
She's great. She's the best. But when it comes to time to go to sleep in your crib,
yeah.
I'll go up and try to reason, and then I'll plant the seed. Mom will flip the spread on you. She's old school like that.
She will yell at you.
You won't yike it if mom has to come up here.
All right, now we're going to get to Ramos. And here's where I want all of you to yock in.
Okay.
Y'all need to listen to this now. And 888-957-9570. Do you believe that Elliot Ramos is criticizing the fans with this quote? Is that the right word? Is he criticizing the fans?
I think he's calling out the fans.
Okay, here's the quote. Quote, outside people don't know anything.
Mm.
That's the type of person he is. He's talking about Bob Melvin. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for. But fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
That's a tough place to put your toes, Elliot. Well, I think.
Especially, there's a couple things in there. One, he says, we know what's going on. Well, if you know what's going on, how come all of you, every time you're asked, like, how come you guys keep losing, and you all say, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. So maybe you actually don't know what's going on, because how many quotes, Mark, have we heard or read where the Giants are saying, guys, we just don't know.
We don't know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on. We don't know while we're losing. And,
apparently, Elliot's the one who knows.
Right.
But he won't tell
us. But he won't. He won't say. And the other piece of it is, when you're this bad, especially at home for this long, fans have every right to be outraged and angry and even boo you, Elliot Ramos. If they want to boo you, go ahead and boo you.
I feel like the fans are against the Giants. This is, this is a young player. This is a young
That's
player.
That's a good read.
This is a young player who doesn't, we know what's going on. Well, not here you don't. Not here you don't. This is a quote. Listen, I'm not going to come down Elliott's road. I don't think that this is some sort of an awful, awful thing. But there's some stuff to say on it. And so, therefore, let me do this first. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.